Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Roth. The New Testament reading for today is from Hebrews 7, 1-22. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. And to him Abraham apportioned a tenth part of everything. He is first, by translation of his name, king of righteousness, and then he is also king of Salem, that is, king of peace. He is without father or mother or genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but resembling the Son of God, he continues a priest forever. See how great this man was to whom Abraham the patriarch gave a tenth of the spoils. And those descendants of Levi who received the priestly office have a commandment in the law to take tithes from the people, that is, from their brothers, though these also are descended from Abraham. But this man, who does not have his descent from them, received tithes from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises. It is beyond dispute that the inferior is blessed by the superior. In the one case, tithes are received by mortal men, but in the other case, by one of whom it is testified that he lives. One might even say that Levi himself, who receives tithes, paid tithes through Abraham, for he was still in the loins of his ancestor when Melchizedek met him. Now if perfection had been attainable through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need would there have been for another priest to arise after the order of Melchizedek, rather than one named after the order of Aaron? For when there is a change in the priesthood, there is necessarily a change in the law as well. For the one of whom these things are spoken belonged to another tribe, from which no one has ever served at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord was descended from Judah, and in connection with that tribe, Moses said nothing about priests. This becomes even more evident when another priest arises in the likeness of Melchizedek, who has become a priest, not on the basis of a legal requirement concerning bodily descent, but by the power of an indestructible life. For it is witnessed of him, "You are a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek." For on the one hand, a former commandment is set aside because of its weakness and uselessness, for the law made nothing perfect. But on the other hand, a better hope is introduced, through which we draw near to God. And it was not without an oath. For those who formerly became priests were made such without an oath, but this one was made a priest with an oath by the one who said to him, "The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever." This makes Jesus the guarantor of a better covenant. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. The mysterious king and priest Melchizedek appears by name only 10 times in the Bible. Once in Genesis 14, once in Psalm 110, and 8 times in the Epistle to the Hebrews. His historical appearance to Abram is recorded in just 3 verses of Genesis 14. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram by God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." And Abram gave him a tenth of everything. Melchizedek's appearance out of nowhere to bless Abraham and receive a tithe from him demonstrates that his priesthood was superior to the Levitical priesthood that would come over 400 years later. God's law was and is good, and the Levitical priesthood served God's purposes for a time. But the gospel of promise delivered through Abraham and Judah is the main theme of the Old Testament, for the law made nothing perfect. Galatians 3:21 and 22 says, "If a law had been given that could give life, then righteousness would indeed be by the law. But the Scripture imprisoned everything under sin, so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe." The Levitical priests could merely purify the flesh through their ministry. Only a priest after the order of Melchizedek could purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Psalm 110 verse 4 says, "The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." To whom has the Lord sworn? The answer is in verse 1 of that same psalm. "The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." Here we have a mystery that can only be solved by and in Jesus. In Matthew 22:41-46, Jesus reveals that he is David's son and David's Lord, the incarnate Word, the one who said, "Before Abraham was, I am." Jesus Christ is the Lord who was promised by the Lord his God and Father. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. But Hebrews 7:3 says that Melchizedek resembles the Son of God and not vice versa. They are alike in being King of Righteousness and King of Peace, and by continuing as priests of God Most High forever. But on Good Friday, we learned that Jesus differed from Melchizedek in having an end of life. "It is finished," he declared, sealing the better covenant, the New Testament in his blood, the Lamb of God slain for the sin of the world, including you. On Holy Saturday, he rested in the tomb, fulfilling the Sabbath law, which is set aside because of its weakness and uselessness to make way for an eternal Sunday in the resurrection. There does remain a Sabbath rest for the people of God, but it is found only in the risen Lord Jesus, who says to you, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Baptized into his death and resurrection, you now live in the eternal day of his grace, and the King of Righteousness and Prince of Peace even brings out bread and wine in the Lord's Supper, so that weary sinners can find rest by eating his true body and drinking his true blood, given and shed for the forgiveness of sins. Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Let us pray. O God, you made this most holy night to shine with the glory of the Lord's resurrection. Preserve in us the spirit of adoption which you have given, so that, made alive in body and soul, we may serve you purely. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.